did you grow up?
Grew up in Guangzhou.
China?
Yeah.
What was it like there? Where did we live?
I mean, like, it's a big city. We live in the more urban areas. There's an open air market about quarter of a mile, and we would go every day after school to buy food that we're gonna eat for dinner. So it's not like America where you buy a bunch of stuff for the whole week. We go there every day for food stuff and groceries. I walk to school there ever since first grade because it's pretty close, so go through the alleys. I always forget to bring my red scarf, the thing that you always have to tie around your necks for elementary schoolers.
What was school like?
I mean, I remember the first day of school, they taught you how to write, and like everyone put your pencil between your middle index and thumb of your right hand. Please do not use your left hand. And they would bang down the rulers if you're a left-handed person and force you to use your right hand. But other than that, like every morning we have Guangbo Ti Chao, which is like PE, quote unquote PE of ours. So it's like 10 minutes of doing jumping jacks outside,
Oh.
listening to like those up and downs for sit-ups, you know, those
Oh.
tapes, but it's got music in the background. And we would sing the school song and national anthem every day. So in the classroom, we use blackboards, and there's like propaganda, quote unquote propaganda, all around the classroom saying that, like, you have to do good, study hard for your country, and stuff like that. So instead of us going to different classrooms, the teachers have their own office in some parts of the school, and they would come to different classes. So we stay in the class room while they come and go out of our classroom. Structure wise, our day is pretty much like yours, starting from 8 to 3. You go home during lunch to eat, like take a nap and come back. So it's one periods 1 and 2, nutrition, periods 3, 4, lunch, you go home for like half an hour, and then you come back, and then 5 and 6, and then we have after school clubs that are mandatory that you have to participate
Oh,
in.
damn.
And then you just go home after club duties at 5.
When we went to America, do you like remember anything between that transitional period?
Before we went, or like right after we got here?
The flight or packing or something?
No, I remember mom bought a bunch of silk scarves I pass around to my classmates before I leave, the day before I
Oh,
leave.
wow.
But yeah, we went around. I mean, like, a lot of friends said goodbyes. And then we went back home and we packed. Well, I didn't pack. I mean, like, parents did it for us. And we went on the plane. The plane food was horrible. You wouldn't stop screaming. I remember the day we got to America. It was 11 by the time we got out of the airport. Auntie drove us. It was in a Toyota silver one. And then it was raining. And we went into the gate and the lights flood on because it's motion sensitive. And then went in, we had dinner with,
With Auntie and Uncle, right?
yeah, it was March 11th, 2008.
Do you miss China? Like, do you want to go back?
Not really. I mean, like, I don't see much of a difference between, like, except for the education system. There's not much of a difference than what people think there is.
Is it better in
I
America?
mean, I wouldn't say, because I have no comparison, because I was only there for elementary school, so I couldn't compare what middle school and high school is like in China with what's like in America. And I live a pretty comfortable life in both countries, so I wouldn't say I have any grudge against it.
So, you're 17 now, and you're in your last year of high school. What now?
I mean, I'm writing my college essays and about to turn it in. Go to college, internship, get a job, maybe get a higher degree, PhD. I wanted to teach, like, be a college professor, because it will be so cool if I become a college professor one day. And because my students can't pronounce my last name, and they have to call me Professor X. Like,
Freaking.
nerd, right?
Yeah. So thanks.